did not think you had. Do you have a safety pin or something like that? Or do you have one of those glassy envelopes? Put the band in that. Scissors, forceps, white out, and their band.
Oh, and then I've got an envelope of tape.
Okay. Yeah. Don't know what that is, so. Anyway, what did you say?
I said, I've got tape in the card.
Okay.
Do you have a notebook?
Do you have paper?
I do.
You do?
Can I have the experimental count for this guy?
Yeah. He's going up for a dive. Dive three? Oh man.
Did you see that?
I saw him start to dive and then lost him. So flipping hard.
Did you see the bottom of it?
No. Sarah, hang on! That time I heard, so I saw him all the way to Great Rivers with the dive, and then I lost him in the open teal. Okay. And I heard a whoosh right at the right time.
Okay.
And then following that, I heard one more whoosh at about the right length of time after the dive.
Yeah, well,
no, there he is again.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Can I have these terminal
account? Yeah.
Yeah. microphone. Those were all songs performed by the male. 4COO1, I saw the white mark on his head. He came up to the cage and hovered directly in front of the female who was sitting on a stick staring at him. And as before, he had his gorget flared and his body was sort of wobbling back and forth like a pendulum. And after that, he flew over and landed on one of his perches. And again, this is Teresa Feo. It is March 26, 2008. I'm at Boyd Deep Canyon Desert Research Station in Riverside County, California. And it's 9:20 in the morning, and I'm on the territory of 4COO1. It's a male Costa's hummingbird who was manipulated yesterday. He had his R5s plucked. And he performed those songs to a female Costa's in a cage.